kisses. Hey, there aren't enough, cause I want more of the loving stuff. Why does the wind have to be so gone and make my love prison come? So rattle my cage and shake my bones, there ain't nobody here but me at home. But I hope the wind changes that real quick and brings my love back and makes it stick. My love can't be that far away, my dear, cause the wind don't blow that hard round here. So it's all up to you, Mr. Wind. I want you back, I want my love back again. Yes, I'm gone with the wind, just like the leaf that's flown away, gone with the wind. My romance has blown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips, but now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart, gone with the wind, the gladness that filled my heart. And just like a flame, love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream. Gone with the wind, gone with the wind.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Dan Hicks, as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
Someone's footsteps, but my shaky legs just can't get up and run. And there's a lie there breathless, the next thing I expected was a blast of hell from Homer Lawson's gun.
Saturday Light Brigade, the Lonesome River Band, and the tune is called Harvest Time here at SLB.
Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, the world premiere of the Prime Stage Theater production of Mr. Edgar Allan Poe Presents Tales of Mystery, Horror, and Imagination. Takes place this weekend at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's Northside, ending on November 16th as part of its 29th season. More details are available at primestage.com.
Thank you for your review at creeknonprofits.org. You helped us maintain our top-rated nonprofit status for the 7th consecutive year. Your feedback helps other people discover SLB and also lets our funders know that our work is valued. There's still time. You can leave a review at any time at creeknonprofits.org. Morning to Bill in Lucius Borough, fashionable suburban Homer City. Bill, thank you for being with us today. And congratulations on a great week. Are you ready to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge? It's time for our brigade charade. This is the puzzle that is just like charades, except we have to use words since radio is the only medium that filters out the pictures before they reach you. This week our answer has three syllables, and the clue is source. Syllable one often follows either. Syllable two, mountain top. Syllable three, small hotel. Once again, the clue to our three syllable word is source. Syllable one often follows either, two, mountaintop, three, small hotel. As always, spelling does not count. Can you sound out this morning's brigade charade? If you think you can, I hope that you will join us, interact. It's very easy.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. or snapping 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time and forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to
at the Saturday Light Brigade from her brand new album, Trish Plays Bass, released in full on Thursday of this week, and it's getting lots of national coverage. That's our own Trish Imbrogno, and you might know her from the Sweaty Already String Band, the great bluegrass band. And a lot of other venues. Folk Faces played that instrumental before you heard That's How I Got to Memphis from Kentucky, Just Us. The answer to our brigade charade is coming up in a moment. The clue is source. Syllable one often follows either. Syllable two, mountain top. Syllable three, small hotel. Put those three syllables together and you should be able to sound out a word that answers the clue source. And remember, spelling does not count. Susie in Alexandria got the correct answer. So did John and Marjorie in Harrisville. Nice to hear from you two. Tommy in Virginia also got it. And the correct answer, as well, from Mike and Mars, Rich in Freeport, Jim in Blackridge, Jim in Crafton Heights, he showed his work. John and Carrick also showed his work. Larry and Vanessa, who find themselves in Italy this morning, just as they were last week. They're en route to Sorrento today, listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm so glad you took us along with you. And we'll give you another moment to solve this morning's Brigade Charade puzzle and then share the correct answer with you. I see that Jess has the correct answer playing along on Facebook at SLB Radio. And so does Sharon in King, North Carolina. You know, words are her thing. Talking earlier this morning about things that when you're a little kid or maybe even a little older, you thought suddenly you were living in the lap of luxury. And I found a list that a few people compiled on Reddit. I mentioned when we finally got a color TV. Here's one. Having Kleenex. My parents thought it was a waste of money and just kept a roll of toilet paper out for us to use during cold season. When we got Kleenex, that's when we knew we had it made. Here's one. I love the way this person expresses it. An outside or garage fridge where you put food that's not in rotation yet. Dimmable lights with a dimmer switch. My own room, not having to share it with a sibling. Store-bought bread made me feel like we were living high off the hog. Another one I remember is when my dad bought an aftermarket air conditioner unit for his Dodge Coronet. Suddenly, I thought we were really living well. Tom in McCandless is here with the correct answer to our brigade charade. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Okay. Your connection seems a little fishy today.
Connection on the phone or otherwise?
Yeah, on the phone.
Hmm.
It seems like I miss a few of your syllables.
Oh,
so
you mean
might be my end.
While you were on hold? I do not know. Maybe I'll try to call and see. But I'll look into that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not an issue. You came up with the correct answer to our word. Often follows either. Is what?
It's origin.
Yes, or for often follows either. Mountaintop is ridge, and small hotel is inn. and that becomes origin. Well done.
Well, the middle one, I thought of peak was the first thing that came to my mind.
So, or peak.
Bridge.
So, or peak. That's a tough
one. Work.
Yeah, that would keep you going for a little bit. Yeah.
But the middle clue reminded me of a movie we saw. It was called Up a Hill and Down a Mountain. I don't know if you ever saw that movie.
No.
Well, it took place in England, I think, just after World War I. And it was actually Wales, I guess. And so the British have a surveying team that measures all the mountains or the hills in the country. And so it was called So-and-So Mountain. And so then they came by and, you know, measured it again, and it didn't meet the requirements for a mountain. So they changed it to a hill.
Oh.
And everybody in the village below that was, you know, associated with that mountain, because I guess mountain brought tourists, they got all upset. So they figured out, how can we solve this problem? So they got a brigade of people, you know, like a bucket brigade kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and they brought dirt up to the top of the hill until it got high enough to be considered a mountain.
And they remeasured, I guess, and it became
they
a
remeasured
about
and they had to change the name back to mountain.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me, when I go get my wellness check each year, it seems like my height decreases just a little bit each time, you know.
Yeah,
as you get older, your height decreases.
Yes, we're all shrinking, so they say.
But I notice my feet get bigger.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's where the height goes.
It's some kind of mass balance that's done on your body, not just your body, on everybody's body, I think. Either that or it's the scales just and the height measurement changes over time. Well done.
I take a positive view of that. I think one of these days I'll be short enough to go trick-or-treating again.
There you go. Or to be forbidden from the scary rides at Kennywood.
Right.
Well done, Tom. A charge to you. And a charge to you if you knew we were looking for Orridge N. And I wonder if Bill in Homer City, who requested the song we're about to play, knew that in just 2 days, it will be the 50th anniversary of the event that inspired the song we're about to play. The Edmund Fitzgerald was lost with her entire crew of 29 on Lake Superior on November 10th, 1975. As you probably know, it was Gordon Lightfoot's 1976 folk rock-inspired sea shanty about this event that brought it to the forefront of so many minds. It became a huge hit for him. But the 50th anniversary of the incident is coming up, and Bill, who's having a great week, wanted us to play this song. It's Gordon Lightfoot at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned.
concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered.
the Saturday Light Brigade with Gordon Lightfoot and the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. You're in good company, you know, with fellow listeners. Fran wrote to Francis that the National Museum of the Great Lakes in Toledo is having a series of events for the 50th anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald sinking. They run from, they're underway already, running through November 10th. They got started yesterday. Guided tours of the museum, the Colonel James M. Schoonmaker Museum ship. A tribute concert by Meredith Moon, who is Gordon Lightfoot's daughter, and a closing ceremony on November 10th. Toledo City Council also passed a resolution recognizing the 50th anniversary of the disaster. You can learn more at NMGL, National Museum of the Great Lakes, NMGL.org. And then Rich in Freeport wrote to tell us that George G. Hall, H-O-L-L, was the chief engineer aboard the freighter when it sank. And what's notable about that is he had ties to the Alley-Kiske Valley here in the greater Pittsburgh area. He was the only member of the crew from Pennsylvania and was a Butler High School graduate who often would visit the Cabot area. He joined the Merchant Marines, made a number of overseas journeys. George J. Hall, H-O-L-L. So some interesting connections to the Edmund Fitzgerald. Thank you for sharing that with us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
On the griddle with the riddle in the middle. When is a door ajar? When it's open a little or far? Can you train a train or spot a spot or dance with a polka dot? Why's a garden like a story? Because they both have plots. Corn has ears, potatoes have eyes, and why does a fly fly? Hey, diddle diddle, cat and the fiddle, words on the griddle with the riddle. Cat and the fiddle, words on the griddle with the riddle in the middle. Do they make pencils in Pennsylvania and send them to Albania? A filly from Philly was a horse, of course, and it made do loud Norse got horse. And what did Delaware? What did Tennessee? Did he see a saw or see a sea or see some seashells by the sea? Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, words on the griddle with a riddle in the middle. Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, words on the griddle with a riddle in the middle. Once this letter they don't share. Who put the art in heart? 'Cause it's also inside smart. Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, words on the griddle with a riddle in the middle. Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, words on the griddle with a riddle in the middle. All right, band, let's cut loose. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Saturday Light Brigade with Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser with a riddle in the middle.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
If you are interested in the information that we were talking about in Toledo, celebrating the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald's 50th anniversary, I just posted that on our Facebook page at SLB Radio. And a quick note, we are again going to be collecting oral histories of southwestern Pennsylvania area residents born in other countries. And if you have somebody you would like to nominate, we've been doing this for 17 years straight. And our interviewees have included grad students, Holocaust survivors, architects, teachers, business owners, professional athletes, and more. All you need to do is send a note to us with the person you would like to suggest. You can send it to Ty, T-A-I, that's Ty Chorosky, who books our program, T-A-I, at slbradio.org, and we'll get back to you with more details. That's Ty at slbradio.org. Dust Bowl Jack, who's in Liberty Borough, says, when our family finally made it to the top, my dad bought his first car in the 50s. It was a light green 1940 Dodge. We were also the last family in the neighborhood to get a black and white TV. It was a Westinghouse. which was appropriate because his dad made Westinghouse transformers in Sharon. We were talking earlier about when you were a kid, when you thought your family finally made it. And looking at a list published at Reddit where people kind of crowdsourced their stories, having a hamburger and hot dog buns instead of simply using bread is another one. And a lot of the, having name brand sodas. I remember that. We used to drink Thoroughfare brand cola as part of our childhood, or other, was it Cott? C-O-T-T was another one. Owning a refrigerator with an ice maker came up multiple times. Are you ready for a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge? With this morning's high clue, Ricky, did you audit the high clue? Is it good to go? This week's, we had to squeeze a lot of words in there. She's still auditing the high clue. There should be a pattern of five syllables, followed by seven, followed by five. You're good. She's good. She got it. I'll try to provide this as clearly as I can. How come he don't come? And PLP with me is how this hit song starts. And I learned a bit in writing this high clue. How come he don't come? And PLP with me is how this hit song starts. I bet somebody, maybe you, knows the answer.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck, 412-200-5975 is our number. Good luck to you. Jim wrote a note about his high school folk group recording recording a song by Gordon Lightfoot years ago. The first time ever I saw your face was covered by Gordon Lightfoot way back when, and he still has a copy of what the folk group did. Here's another song that mentions first time, Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway at the Saturday Light Brigade. 412-200-5975, by the way, to solve our high clue. Good luck.
I was only 17 watching Golden State upon the silver screen. The first time I fell in love. Second Saturday of July in the parking lot of Pally High. The first time I fell. Cigarettes, EDM dubbed on cassette. this topsy-turvy, wild and whirly, in a hurry, full of worry, roller coaster ride. The first time I fell in love with myself. Every morning glory's trailing up the vine like a kelp forest that otters climb. The first time I fell in love, the coffee shop was cranking punk rock, the marching band played down the block. The first time I fell in love, it was Fandangos on the stage where I sang the Alabama Getaway, just me and nobody else. On this topsy-turvy, wild and whirly, in a hurry, full of worry, roller coaster ride. The first time I fell in love with myself. I just have to laugh when I think of that first time I fell in love. And all through the years, all the wasted tears, all the hopes and fears, I can see so clear the first time I fell in love. So if you're wise, just step inside, close your eyes and hold on tight, just you. On this topsy-turvy, wild and whirly, in a hurry, full of worry, roller coaster ride. The first time you fell in love with yourself.
Saturday Light Brigade. That's Anais Mitchell with her song Mockingbird. And before Anais Mitchell, you were able to listen to Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. The first time I fell in love. Lots of emails and text messages coming in. Only a few correct answers. Drew had guessed the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, saying, you know, it would have fit with your theme of knowing when you made it from Philadelphia to that big mansion. That's not it. Mike and Mars got the correct answer, as did Tommy in Virginia, and John in Economy Borough, and John and Addie in East Deer. So those are all of the correct answers so far. Here is this morning's high clue again. How come he don't come? And PLP with me is how this song starts. I wish I could give you more. I tried to pack as much into the 17 syllables as I could. How come you don't come? And PLP with me is how this hit song starts. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. I see that Jess also has the correct answer, playing along on Facebook. And good morning to Tony, who stopped by Facebook as well. PLP and the historical is public leaning post. Now that's something I would never have known. How come he don't come? And PLP with me. Do you need a little bit more of this song? I'd love to give you more hints. I thought I had the lyrics, the full lyrics to the song already bookmarked here, but I don't. How come he don't come in PLP with me down at the meter no more? And how come he turns off the TV and he hang that sign on the door? We call and we call. How come we say, hey, what could make a boy behave that way? We'll give you a moment. Can you get it from that extended mix of this morning's haiku? 412-200-5975. We'll give you a little music to think by here, and then we'll have the correct answer. The year was 1979. And this song was all over the radio. Jim in Crafton Heights just got it. And Bill said, my dad bought a used color TV so we could watch Ben-Hur in color broadcast television. That's when he knew his family had hit the top. Oh, when we got a garage door opener, an electric garage door opener. My dad only put it on one of the two garages, though. So, do you know the answer? Relatively small number of people. I thought this one would be almost immediately solvable, but when you know the answer, it's sometimes easier. Because in my head, I'm hearing, how come you don't come and BLB with me? Is how the song begins. And, the person behind the song is 71 years of age today. Born November 8th, 1954. And the song is Chuck E's In Love, Ricky Lee Jones. A song about Chuck E. Weiss, as John and Economy Burrow pointed out.
How come you don't come PLP with me?
There it is.
Down at the meter, no more. How come you turn off the TV and hang that sign on the door where we call and we call? How come you say, hey,
it's all of a sudden bringing back those debates. Is she saying Chuck is in love or Chuck is in love?
I've got to see is he here? I look in the pool hall. Well, is he here? I look in the drugstore. Is he here? No, don't come here no more. I tell you what, I saw him. He was sitting.
What a great song. Congratulations if you identified Ricky Lee Jones and Chuck E's In Love, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you can listen easily online through our own